You know, I feel like almost every day now I'm hearing about family members, friends, coworkers that are all talking about UFO sightings and alien abductions. It's everywhere, folks. No matter where you go, you're hearing about it. You've always heard about it, but it seems like now there's a massive uptick in people obsessed with the supernatural, with alien abduction, with UFOs. It's almost like, again, you're seeing like daily stories on the news about it and people you know personally that are reporting on seeing UFOs and talking about aliens and all that stuff. But again, it's all over our entertainment, our movies, our TV shows, our radio. It's in our music. Again, people are fascinated with the supernatural and with alien and UFO abductions. And I came across this article the other day over at Zero Hedge. Now, I've touched on this topic quite a few times. You can just go read through or go through to my video section and you'll see I've been talking about alien abductions, UFO sightings, and how I believe it's part of a mass deception that is to come after an event known as the Rapture of the Church. But this article was in recently from Zero Hedge, an article titled, "Are the recent UFO disclosures setting us up for a mass deception of epic proportions?" Have you noticed that UFO sightings have been in the news a lot lately? Even in the midst of all other big events that are happening, evidence of mysterious objects flying through our skies continues to make headlines. Why is this important? Again, this massive uptick in UFO sightings, alien abduction reports, and people just being fascinated with the supernatural and with alien abductions and UFO sightings. Why is this significant? Well, I'll tell you why. In the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6 to 12, this is after the rapture of the church, right? An event where Jesus Christ is going to harpazo, which means to snatch away, seize by force, claim for oneself eagerly, basically rescue those that are saved off of this planet. He's going to meet them in the air. All right. We meet him in the air and he takes us to heaven while a time known as the tribulation period is occurring on the earth. But after this event occurs, the rapture, we read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6 to 12, "And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteous and them that perish, because they receive not the truth of a love, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." So after the rapture of the church of Jesus Christ, we are told there is going to be a massive deception, right? It's going to involve the Antichrist. I mean, the lying wonders and the signs. So this is all pointing to the coming deception of the Antichrist. Right? However, part of this great deception, this great delusion, I believe, is explaining where everybody went when millions of people go missing. Right? You're going to notice after the rapture of the church that born-again Christians are missing, and also most likely children under the age of accountability. I don't claim to know that age. God knows that age. Right? The age of accountability and babies, infants, you'll know that most likely, again, they're all missing. But the strong delusion and lie people are going to believe after the rapture of the church, I believe, is going to be the deception of the Antichrist, and Mr. Fix-It-All. Once millions go missing, again, born-again Christians and most likely children under the age of accountability and infants and babies, he's going to have all the answers. The Antichrist. But part of this lie explaining where everybody went when millions vanish, is going to involve, again, I believe, alien abductions, UFO sightings, and that's why we're seeing a massive uptick in this. Mr. Fix-It-All, the Antichrist, and the New World Order system and the false prophet who's going to basically be the right-hand man of the Antichrist, they're going to have to come up with something to feed to the world to make them believe a massive lie on what happened after the rapture. They're not just going to come out and say the rapture happened. It's most likely going to be, again, alien abductions, UFOs, something along that line. Because, look at this skyrocket, the major uptick in this, in the alien abductions, the UFOs, and people's fascination with this stuff. I mean, what's going on with the major uptick currently? Well, again, you have most countries around the world that are coming out right now and declassifying UFO encounters. So this stuff's been happening, but why all of a sudden now are different countries' militaries around the world coming out and declassifying UFO encounters at this particular time? And don't forget, this recently happened. I mean, this was from CNN, but this was a recent back in December. Back in January is when this article came out, but it was titled, U.S. intelligence agencies have 180 days to share what they know about UFOs, thanks to the COVID-19 relief and spending bill. Part of the article went on to say, when President Donald Trump signed the $2.3 trillion coronavirus relief and government funding bill into law in December, so began the 180-day countdown for U.S. intelligence agencies to tell Congress what they know about UFOs. No, really. The Director of National Intelligence and the Secretary of Defense have a little less than 6 months now to provide the Congressional Intelligence and Armed Service Committees with an unclassified report about unidentified aerial phenomena. So 180 days from December. That brings you right toward the summer of 2021. And again, ever since December, we've been seeing, again, a massive uptick in different countries around the world, especially, and their militaries, releasing footage, declassified material on UFO encounters. And even in our own country, where I am in the United States, we're seeing a massive uptick. And you can't forget about this recent article from the Jerusalem Post. Former Israeli Space Secretary Chief says aliens exist, humanity not ready. Part of the article went on to say, this Galactic Federation, as they're called, has supposedly been in contact with Israel and the United States for years, but are keeping themselves a secret to prevent hysteria until humanity is ready. Has the State of Israel made contact with aliens? According to retired Israeli officer and current professor Chaim Eshed, the answer is yes, but this has been kept a secret because humanity is not ready. Speaking in an interview to Yadid Aronat, Eshed, who served as the head of Israel's space program for nearly 30 years and a three-time recipient of the Israel Security Award, explained that Israel and the U.S. have both been dealing with aliens for years. So what in the world's going on? I mean, that story was nuts. I mean, the Galactic Federation and how humanity's not ready to accept them yet because it's not a good time. You know, we're not ready. When's the right time? Probably after the rapture, when they try to explain where everybody went. They're going to blame it on aliens, UFOs. So again, folks, why is all this happening? Why is there a major uptick in UFO sightings, alien abduction reports, people's fascination with the supernatural, with alien abductions? It's all over our movies, our TV shows, our music. We have this bill that was passed in December that said they had 180 days to release everything they knew about UFOs. And you have all the world's the different countries around the world coming out and declassifying all these UFO encounters at this particular time, because the stage is getting set, folks, right here, right now, before our very eyes, for this coming mass deception, this lie that the world's going to believe. And we're seeing it form right now. This great delusion, I believe we're seeing the stage getting set up for it right now. They're going to have to blame something on the rapture of the church. And again, that's why we're seeing this massive uptick in alien abduction, the UFO encounters, all these stories coming out. And like that article I just shared at Zero Hedge. Again, the one titled, Are the Recent UFO Disclosures Setting Up for a Mass Deception of Epic Proportions? Absolutely, 100%. This is all part, I believe, of the coming great delusion that the Antichrist is going to use and the lie people are going to believe. Folks, it's happening before our very eyes. I believe in the days, weeks, and months ahead, Lord willing, right, we're going to see even more stories come out of UFO abductions, aliens, you know, people getting more crazy about it, more stories coming out. And if you're watching this video right now and millions of people have vanished, if the rapture has happened and you're watching this video, millions of people have vanished, and they try to blame it on something involving UFOs or alien abductions or something along that line, that's false. Aliens aren't real. They're fallen angels. It's demons. What happened was an event known as the rapture of the church, where Jesus Christ came to take those that are his, that are saved, and most likely again children and under the age of accountability, and babies and infants. Everybody went to heaven because there's a time coming known as the tribulation period, which is going to be horrific. If you're watching this video right now and you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, just look around the world right now. You notice something is not right. It's not. This ship is sinking. You need to get on the lifeboat right here and right now. And that lifeboat is Jesus Christ. I am not telling you to get religious. I'm telling you, you can be saved right here, right now, as you're watching this video. So what do you have to do to be saved? Well, the Apostle Paul gives you the formula right here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 13 to 14 on the top of the screen here. Let's read it together. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. So first you have to hear the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. If you've never heard the gospel of your salvation, it's right on the screen there. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 4. This is the gospel of your salvation, that you believe, that you're putting your faith and your trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ on that cross of Calvary. You're believing Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, paying your sin debt in full, that you could never pay on your own, so you could be forgiven of your sins and be with him forever in heaven. So you're believing Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. He was buried and he rose again. He resurrected on the third day, as it is written in the scriptures. In the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9 to 10, the Apostle Paul says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So first you have to hear the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, which is Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, he was buried, and he rose from the dead on the third day, as it is written in the scriptures. And once you believe that, you put your faith and your trust in the gospel of your salvation. It says next in Ephesians 1:13, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. So once you believe the gospel of your salvation and you believe it, you put your faith and your trust in it, you're sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. There is a spiritual baptism that occurs when you believe and you put your faith and your trust in the gospel of your salvation. You are baptized into the body of Christ. And we read on the bottom here on Ephesians 4:30, the Apostle Paul says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption." But right here and right now, it's time to repent. What does repent mean? It means metanoia. It means to change your mind. What are you changing your mind about? You're changing your mind about who God is. You are going from unbelief, dead in your sins, to belief, a new creature in Christ. And you're agreeing with God about your sin condition, that you're a sinner in need of a Savior, that you can't save yourself, that Jesus Christ did it all for you on the cross of Calvary by shedding his precious blood. And you're believing and putting your faith and your trust in the gospel of your salvation, which is, again, Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. He was buried and he resurrected. He rose from the dead on the third day, as it is written in the scriptures. Here's the bottom line. Heaven and hell are very real, literal places. Hell is a real place. It's horrific. It's eternal torment. It's eternal separation from God. I don't want you to go there. Jesus does not want you to go there. But if you die in your sin, rejecting Jesus Christ, you will be separated from God for eternity in hell. And I am going to tell you the truth because I love you. Jesus Christ is the only way to the kingdom of heaven. And he's the only name that's going to save you. He loves you so much. And he demonstrates his love for you for what he did for you on that cross of Calvary. Romans 5:8, we read, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." He loves you so much. None of us are promised our next breath. We have a choice to make right now. And it's my prayer you choose heaven if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, because tomorrow's not promised. We are not promised. We can die at any time. But Jesus is coming. He's coming one day very soon. And you do not want to be here for what's coming on this planet. But if you find yourself here, if you are watching this video right now, and you find yourself here during a time when millions of people are going to vanish, right, and they're going to be looking for an answer on what happened, in this future world Messiah-type figure, who's going to be the false Messiah, it's going to be the Antichrist, Mr. Fix-It-All, I like to call him, because he's going to have all the answers. Him, in this New World Order system, are most likely going to blame something involving aliens or UFO abductions. It's going to be a massive lie. It's part of this strong delusion, I believe. Do not believe the lie. What just happened is the rapture of the church occurred. Jesus Christ just came to take away, to rescue those that are truly his, that are saved, off of this planet before a time known as the tribulation period begins. If you find yourself here during this coming tribulation period, you can still be saved, but you're going to be under the severe persecution of the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the New World Order system. All right? You're going to have to reject the mark of the beast, which is something they're going to try to put in your right hand or in your forehead, and you're not going to be able to buy or sell or go about your everyday life without it. You're going to have to reject this, and you're going to have to accept Jesus Christ. And for doing this, again, most likely you will be killed for your faith.